Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. This is our 290th. We have a riveting one today. It's about a bank over in Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan's BTA Bank. Millions of rubles smuggled into the United States. Let's find out more, shall we? For 8 years, Kazakhstan's BTA Bank has waged a legal war on three continents against former chairman Mukhtar Ablyazov. Why? Over $4 billion is missing from that bank. Now court cases playing out on both sides of the Atlantic on whether some of those funds wound up in properties developed by former associates of Donald J. Trump. Kazakh investors were drawn to the allure of the Trump brand in a country with the rule of law, according to Kate Mallison, a partner of Prism Political Risk Management Limited in London and an expert on Kazakhstan. The Kazakhs learned from Russia that a Trump property was a safe place to park your money for a while, she said, pointing out that capital flight from the country, fueled by political instability, probably peaked around the year 2012. So this BTA Bank in Kazakhstan, once the Central Asian nation's biggest lender, has accused its former chairman, Ablyazov, of embezzling billions of dollars worth of mines, hotels, shopping centers, and other assets in the former Soviet bloc between the years 2005 and 2009. Even as the lender sought to recover those holdings, Ablyazov, the former chairman of that bank, and members of his family were funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into properties in Europe and the United States, specifically in Manhattan, New York City, Trump Organization, including three condominiums and a 46-story luxury apartment in Lower Manhattan known as Trump Soho. Court documents allege Ablyazov enlisted his son-in-law, Ilya Krupanov, to help him conceal his assets, according to sworn statements from former associates of the fugitive financier. The previously reported purchases in Trump Soho, developed by Bayrock Group, a partnership with the Trump Organization, were made by members of Krupanov's family, the bank has alleged in court documents. Krupanov also worked on a separate deal with Felix Sater, a former Bayrock executive and one-time advisor to Donald J. Trump. Ablyazov, who held a majority stake in BTA Bank, said in the interview that he legally owned the properties and stakes in companies he acquired during his spell as chairman. He said he earned $200 million in 2007 from his investments. Woo! And that his net worth in 2009 was $6 billion. While he held his assets in shell companies in Cyprus and other offshore havens, he said he wasn't fleecing the bank. He was trying to keep them out of the hands of its president since 1991. The charges laid against me are false, artificial, and wrong, he said in Paris. Nonsense, says Kangas Rakishev, the current BTA Bank chairman. Table in a seventh-floor office at the lender's headquarters in Almaty, Kazakhstan. The 38-year-old financier said the case isn't about politics, it's about money. There's ample evidence Ablyazov used the lender, the bank, BTA Bank, like his personal piggy bank. And he said while at BTA Bank, Ablyazov sold billions of dollars of bonds and borrowed from banks including Credit Suisse Group and JP Morgan Chase. Then he turned around and used a unit inside the bank, BTA Bank, called UKB6, to lend money to investment projects throughout the former Soviet bloc, according to judgments entered by UK courts. The borrowers themselves were mere controlled by Oblazov, the judges concluded. They said he siphoned so much capital out of the BTA bank that by the time the global financial crisis struck in 2008, the lender was crippled. The government nationalized BTA Bank in February of 2009, and a few months later, it defaulted on more than $12 billion of debt. The bank's lawyers planned to show how they used these shell companies to hide and launder assets. One in particular has come under focus, Swiss Development Group, SDG. Starting in 2011, Oblazov's son-in-law, Krapunov, turned this SDG shell company into a machine for laundering his father-in-law's wealth, according to a sworn statement filed in court by Nicholas Borg, a Belgian businessman who had worked for SDG. And in the 2016 declarations, Borg stated that Krapunov, Oblazov's son-in-law, did him, Borg, to set up a real estate fund as an SDG subsidiary. He said he created a series of investment entities in Luxembourg that all answered to Krapunov and ultimately to Oblazov. So all of these shell companies, all this money going to all these myriad of number of shell companies, they're all controlled by this former chairman of the BTA Bank, Mukhtar Oblazov, himself worth $6 billion. And so his son-in-law, who denied the allegations, also helped launder about $300 million for his own father, Viktor Krapunov, who's accused of embezzling the money from Almaty, the largest city in Kazakhstan, when he was mayor there from 1997 to 2004. Now for the link to Donald J. Trump. Ilya Krapunov, the son-in-law to chairman of BTA Bank, first crossed paths with Felix Sater in 2008. Who's Felix Sater? Sater was a business associate of Donald in Trump Tower ever since 2002 while working out of Bayrock, a small real estate investment firm located on the 24th floor of Trump Tower. Sater and Bayrock founder Tevfik Arif had been hopscotching from Moscow to the Côte d'Azur and all destination spots, high roller destination spots in Europe, looking for oligarchs for investment opportunities in Trump-branded projects since 2004, according to a person who worked at Bayrock at the time. With his Brooklyn accent and outer borough savvy, Felix Sater for schmoozing with investors, the person said, and he clicked with Trump. And the two of them met often at Trump Tower to talk business. Bayrock and the Trump Organization had projects percolating in New York, South Florida, Phoenix, and Denver and beyond, and were even eyeing one in Moscow. In 2008, this SDG, Swiss Development Group, and Bayrock joined forces to turn the Hotel du Parc on Lake Geneva into 24 ultra-luxury residences, according to court documents in the United States, and a Bayrock presentation. Thus, East meets West. In a nutshell, boys and girls, Donald J. Trump thoroughly embraced windfall investments from Eurasia, i.e. Kazakhstan, well before the 2016 presidential election. Ill-gotten gains, to say the least. Putin is quite aware of all of this and could easily regurgitate it all back at great length and in great detail. Hence, the dirt. Or the, what would you call it? The dirt that Putin has over Donald J. Trump. If that's not being compromised, if that's not being blackmailed, I don't know what is. Thank you for another A riveting Rough Rider radio podcast. This is the old Rough Rider himself. We're heading for home. We're well beyond third. And we're going to leave it at that. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, for God's sakes. Vote November the 6th, 2018. Vote. And stay well. And remember, we ride, but it's you decide.